The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Wednesday, January 19, 2022. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge, powered as always by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports. I, of course, am the coach. Thanks so much for joining us every single day. Now, go ahead and pound that like button for me. It helps the show, and it helps us grow right here on our YouTube page. Now, if you are not a subscriber, please do that for me right now. Turn on those notifications, because in your feed right now, we did it last night, our NFL mega divisional round playoff preview. Also, later today, 5:30 live right here on this channel, our UFC preview, UFC 270. Then tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, everything is live now right here with our soccer episode and the debut of Buckets. Let's bring in now, before we do that, let's take a look back, because we are as transparent as any show. And Zach Attack continues his hot streak. Little cold around the rest of these parts, but we did hit half of the underdog play. All right, now let's bring in the stars of the show for today. And today feels like a bounce back. So first, live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level, M Squared. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, coach. Good morning, fellas. Looking forward to a pretty big college basketball slate here on this Wednesday. We got golf coming up, obviously huge playoff matches. I encourage all of you to go watch the mega preview we did yesterday. Also, that thing was just a great, a lot of fun doing that. So let's do it. Good morning. Nice to see everybody.
Fantastic plug for all the stuff we got going on. Live from New York City, Jay Smooth. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, coach. Yeah, you know, a little bit of frustration with Fordham last night. They almost had it, just kind of fell apart at the end. But you want to know what? We're on to the next one. Got a good pick today and some good ones later today, too.
I feel a lot. Follow my guys on social media. They're always dropping picks throughout the day as soon as the lineups come out. COVID is still kind of an issue. But my man out west is doing work live from Las Vegas and another green check mark last night. Zach Attack, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, UC Riverside, they did what I thought they would do. They finally clamped down defensively as they did the prior year. They limited Cal Poly to under 51 points in both games. So they limited them in the second half, finally went in that spurt right at the end of the first half and just took over in the second half. Got two plays today in college basketball.
And we will get to them very, very shortly. All right, let's get into our storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And I tell you, sometimes when you get in the middle of a season, you don't really, pay attention to what certain teams are doing. But Zach, we need to pay attention to what's going on in Dallas. Talk to me.
Yeah, the Dallas Mavericks. I know we've all been real quiet in the NBA. It's real crazy to bet on the NBA right now with teams flip-flopping players in and out of the lineup with COVID-19. But the Dallas Mavericks, they've been on a hot streak in the new year since January 1st. They are 8-1 overall, 5-0 at home. They're going to face a Raptors team that, remember, they're going 3 weeks without fans at home. They've been on the road for four games right now, lost to Detroit, one against Milwaukee, just played against Miami. Now they go to Dallas, and they're going to go to Washington on Friday before they conclude their five-game road trip. So they're all over the place, and the spread right here is -4 for Dallas.
It does seem like it's a little bit small. It does seem like it's a little bit smaller. Keep an eye on that throughout the day. All right, let's get into our board for the day. And I mentioned that our guy Johnny Buckets is going to be making his debut tomorrow on the Early Edge. But today, we're going to go with one of his picks from Sportsline. And if you're not a Sportsline member, what in the world are you doing? But I'm going to do you a solid today. Use a promo code EDGE, and we'll give you 30 days for free. You can come in, check out the cappers, the analysis, all the simulations, and then join the family after that. Use that promo code EDGE. But from the site today, we're going to go Man United to win minus 123 over Brentford. Now, Brentford, their last 10 matches, they've allowed a goal in every single one. And when Man United gets up, they don't look back. He also has a couple other plays at the site if you were a member, and also a couple of picks on Twitter as well. All right, let's get into my guys that are on the show live right here and right now. And you know, on a Wednesday, I love doing this just about as much as anything. M squared, you know the drill, son.
Give it to me.
I love when you do that, Coach. Let's go with LSU +4 in college basketball. It's +4 minus 110 right now. You can find a couple 4.5s if you want to lay more juice on it. I'm fine with the 4 here. The reason this line is where it is the status of Xavier Pinson for LSU. He missed the last two games. They won one, lost one with him. I personally think the loss against Arkansas was kind of a letdown spot anyway after the three big wins that they had heading into that. Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida back-to-back-to-back ahead of that. Meanwhile, this Alabama team has really struggled in the last three games at their full strength. This game is a pick 'em essentially in my model right now, and I definitely make LSU favorite if Pinson plays. Pinson is currently a game time decision. The market seems to think that he's probably not going to play in this one. I think he actually has a pretty decent shot at playing still. So we'll see if we get some line movement this afternoon in our favor on it. But these teams are pretty similar. They're going to play with a faster tempo. It's going to be an up and down game. There's a lot of very athletic players on the floor. The real edge that I can point to, though, in this game, though, is LSU should be able to win some of the rebounding battles, especially when they have the ball. I'm looking for second chance points. I think that's going to be key for them in this matchup, but it's simply too many points. Once we get over that full possession of three, this game should not be more than three. So I have to take LSU here at +4.
Yeah, it just feels like it's leaning that way. And when they are on, this is one of the most dynamic teams in all of college basketball. I love getting the four with LSU. Thank you, Mikey. All right, now let's stay in college hoops and let's go back to New York City. Jay Smooth, what do you got for us today?
All right, Coach, let's see what we got. So I'm going to go with one play today. So I really like New Hampshire. I got it last night at -2. You're going to see it getting close to -3 right now. But I would just before I sort of explain why I like the pick, definitely try to get 2.5. Like Mike said, getting to that three number in college basketball is a big deal because you need to win by 2 possessions. So I'd, you know, really like it if you go and find this at BetMGM or FanDuel, which still is holding 2.5. Try to get that crucial number. But all right, let's talk about why I like New Hampshire today. Line is just a little bit small. They're the better team out here today against Hartford. Hampton, Hartford. It's 360 teams. It gets to be a lot. But Hampton is, you know, well, I did it again. Hartford isn't that great. They just aren't that great. You know, they've lost 8 of 9 games, which they made the underdog. And New Hampshire has looked really good as a favorite. I think they get this one done. I like the small number. New Hampshire should, again, be just the better team on the floor. So go ahead, lay the small number. But again, try not to take 3. Try to get that 2.5.
All right. Very good. I like that a lot, too. All right. So a couple of really good college picks so far. But our man who's been on fire has earned the right to be in the maestro spot today. So, Zach, no pressure. No pressure. But what do you got for us today?
Yeah, I'm right there with Jay Smith. I got a couple of small favorites. One is a home favorite in Creighton. And then the second play I'll get here to in a minute is a road favorite at 3.5 with the Virginia Cavaliers. But I'll start off with Creighton. They're -3.5 against St. John's. And this Johnny's team, they will drive you nuts. When you think they're not going to cover, they do cover. If you don't back them, they do. They do cover. But I'm going to take Creighton here. I think St. John's, they are a veteran team. That's why they have their ups and downs. And Creighton, they are a very young team. They've lost a couple of straight games in poor fashion in Big East play, but they're a young team. They start 2 freshmen, 1 sophomore, and a senior in Ryan Hawkins, listed as a senior, but he just transferred in from a Division II school. I think they learn from their growing pains in Big East play, and they get the win here at home against St. John's. And then the Virginia Cavaliers, -3.5 against Pittsburgh. We all know this is not the year for ACC. Usually we see 8-9 teams that are quality teams, maybe getting to March Madness. This year, maybe 4 teams at the way they're playing right now. Virginia is one of those teams, just 10-7. They've struggled. And you look at Pittsburgh, they've actually been a good team at home. They beat Boston College. They beat St. John's. And they're coming off a big win against Louisville. And from a point spread perspective, they've had three losses by 1 point, including on December 3rd, 57-56 against this Virginia Cavaliers team. But that's why I like Virginia here. When you give Tony Bennett this amount of weeks from the first matchup, we're talking about 6-7 weeks here. He's seen that Pittsburgh team. I think they're going to clamp down defensively. And what I also like here, Virginia, they've had five straight games where they've had a different leading score. So I think they can ride one player that's hot in this game and get the road win.
I think they can too. And just laying that very small number of 3.5. I love Virginia. Thank you for that analysis, Zach, who, as you know, is on fire. He's at Simony on the Twitter. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of the jeweler, and it looks glorious today. And as you know, many more picks at Sportsline. LSU +4 for M squared. Zach Attack, Creighton -3.5. Virginia also -3.5. Jay Smooth, one play so far today. New Hampshire -2. And then from Sportsline, we're going Man United on the money line -123. That is from Johnny Buckets. Also follow him on Twitter. He's got like 3 or 4 plays on Twitter today. And then the gym. Look at the gym at the bottom. +223. Let's go with the Cavaliers money line. And then Virginia Cavaliers -3.5. All right. It is hump day. It is Wednesday. Sometimes it's easy to lose that focus. But for those of you who really understand this business, you understand it goes a little bit like this. So stay focused, money management, and stay loyal and positive to each other. So there's only one thing left to do. And you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Wednesday tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. M squared, J Smooth, Zach Attack, and the jeweler puts it all together here at the brand. Don't forget, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time today live. Last week, my man Andrew Gombas, a perfect 4-0. He cleaned the board. We're going to do it again this week at UFC 270. We'll see you live this afternoon right here on the Early Edge. Good luck.